Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's a big day for the Almost Famous Podcast. We have our very first contestants from this season of The Bachelorette on, and they just happen to be the twins, Joey and Justin. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Ben? Happy to be here.
It's there's so much to break down now. We had a lot of anticipation for, I think, officially, you probably know better than me, the first two twins that are brothers on the franchise. Is this true?
Yep. Yeah. First twins.
First ones ever. Yep. It's exciting. It's exciting for us to even be a part of and be able to do that. So,
they, before the season started, we kind of broke down all the guys. We know nothing about any of you until the first episode airs. We did have a sneak peek into your life because you do have a pretty large social media presence. So we thought, hey, we're going to get to, like, we thought you two were going to be characters who were on the show for a while. We didn't really get to know you, though. You went home on night one. Why do you think that happened?
I mean, there's multiple factors. I think there's a lot of great guys in the show. It's the season two has the most men ever. So I think just, you know, as twins, it was a little bit different. It was a little hard to, I guess, connect with Gabby and Rachel with the way we approach things. But, you know, you take it in stride. And Joey, if you want to add to that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I kind of feel like, I guess our initial approach going in was kind of to approach them separately. But you know how night one works, Ben. It's really hectic that time. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to get our time with them as soon as we could. So the double approach is kind of what we wanted to do. And it just didn't work for us with Gabby and Rachel. But so just a lot of factors that involved in it. But it's we just didn't, I guess, build a strong connection with them and right from the get-go.
Now, looking back, if you could redo night one, would you have gone with the same approach or not?
Looking back on night one, probably definitely not. Probably because we definitely would have just tried to take them separately, take Gabby separately, Rachel separately, and not do the double approach because we didn't get to have just the combo we really wanted to have, the kind of personal combos between each other. So definitely going back, probably would have switched some things up.
Do you agree with that, Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I think, too, in the real world in itself, we don't really approach it that way either. We kind of, if we do see two girls that we do, maybe friends that we do like, we would approach them. But we like to take them separate to kind of let them understand who we are as individuals. And I think that didn't really come across in that way. It came more of a friendly vibe, and that's not how we are. So it was, for us, too, a new experience. And I mean, going forward, if I could change it, that's kind of what I would do. And I'd take them to the side, Gabby and Rachel, do it differently.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I'm really interested how life looks outside the show for you, because this is, no matter what, it's a weird way to date. It's a fantastic opportunity when it goes well, and it also sometimes doesn't go well. In the real world, in a more traditional sense, do you two date together? Do you go out together? When you do you get a lot of attention between the two of you? Like, how do you date in the real world when the two of you are standing side by side?
Yeah, so when we're out, we go out together a lot, obviously. We have the same, a lot of similar friends, same groups, so we always go out together, both of us. But when in dating perspective, we don't look for best friends. It's best friends or two girls that seem to like us both. We kind of just vibe with them, but we kind of just see who we're just out and approach who we want. And if I like someone, he likes someone else, I'll either be his wingman, help him out, or he'll help me out. So it's kind of like a balance between us both. Or even if we go out separately with, like, he just goes out with my friends, I stay in, do the same thing. So we don't really need our tandem to really date, but it definitely helps us in the dating world for sure.
Yeah. That was my question. My follow up was, do you feel like being, you know, two good looking twins, do you feel like this helps you? And how often when you're out in public, are you discussing the fact that you're twins? Like, are people just like asking the very obvious question, like, what's it like to be twins to the two of you all the time?
Yeah, it's got to happen at least, I don't know, Joey, probably what, 10 times a day. I mean, if we are out together, we hear it and we're used to it now for years. But in general, yeah, I mean, you get those basic questions and it's a conversation starter right away, right? I mean, you don't really see a lot of twins out there. And if they're together, a lot of twins, they do separate too. And we are separate at times as well. But when we're together, it's definitely something people don't see. And, you know, it works out for us. And I enjoy it. But at times, you know, you want to be an individual too. You don't want to just be Justin Joey. You want people to know your name. So we try and do it as much.
Yeah. Well, I want to flash back now to when the opportunity even came about. How did it happen that the two of you even got asked to be on the show?
Yeah. So kind of just came about out of nowhere, honestly. It was just I was always, we were just always, I personally, actually, I think Justin more so than me, watch the show a little bit more from the beginning since we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just like opportunity just came out of nowhere and kind of like, oh, like maybe we'll do it. We were considering maybe we'll just do it separate and one of us goes and see how that goes instead of really going together because we just didn't know what to do in that sense. But, and then we're like, hey, maybe if we both have the opportunity, it'd be good for us because my dating life before this, I got out of a relationship about 2 years before this and pretty tough heartbreak. And I was just kind of, I took to myself for 2 years to really figure out what I want in a relationship and where to go with it. And this came about. So I'm like, this is perfect timing for me. And that's kind of where I kind of took that approach. And Justin might be different.
Justin, what about you?
Yeah. I was kind of new, but I was signing up for it when I took the offer. But I've been single for 1.5 years now. And it's been a little bit different. I'm more of a relationship type guy for a while. Joey was a little bit in and out more. I was long-term. So it was, I knew I was ready to at the moment. And it was just something I've always wanted to be a part of. And I knew the single life is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Going around New York, Connecticut, not for me. And I think this opportunity was really what I wanted.
Did you two sign up or did somebody kind of reach out to you?
Yes, we got someone reached out to us actually. I didn't even know the process or anything like mm-hmm. signing up. I didn't really know. I didn't really wasn't too involved in that. I just kind of knew, but I just kind of saw like this show was like, very successful and find that connection. I thought it was my time for me to do that coming out of that heartbreak. So just thought it was the perfect time for me to do it.
Yeah, great. Well, our listeners are always very interested in. It's not often that we get kind of the fresh perspective, but the behind the scenes of night one, I can remember during my time what night one was like, but I haven't been around for a while. So tell us mm-hmm. for the two of you kind of how that, how night one felt, kind of the process to pulling up to the mansion, walking into the mansion, just story tell for us a bit on what night one was like for the two of you.
Probably overwhelming in a good way. You're meeting a lot of new guys. Coming into the limo to going to walking into the mansion for the first time is a surreal experience. I don't mm-hmm. think anyone can experience that unless you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Joey, I assume feels the same way. And it was just, to me, it was just something surreal. I never thought I'd really would ever be a part of.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, for me, also coming into it, knowing that this season had the most guys ever.
Yeah.
A little bit intimidating because you have a lot more people to really, I guess even compete with and kind of to impress Gabby and Rachel. And so going into it, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to stack up against all these guys. Because when we first walked out, saw the guys, very good looking group of guys, very charismatic guys, all of them are amazing. So, but yeah, so I feel like for me coming out of that limo was the most nerve wracking part out of it all. It's just, you see it happen on TV and everything else beforehand. And then you watch and your experience that you really don't think you're actually there. I think I pretty much blacked out as I walked out mm-hmm. of the limo. No idea what happened after that. So, but yeah, you definitely have to experience it and be a part of it to really know like this is, it's something crazy.
It is absolutely ridiculous. You go from a hotel to a mansion
yep.
and a few days before you were sitting at your house, no clue what life was going to look like. It is a wild deal. Did the two of you, you know, during the hotel stay, as you get prepped to go to the mansion, did they have you together or were you separated in your own rooms?
So when we first came out, yeah, we were separate from each other the whole time. No communication at all. So we had obviously no plan going in with each other. We just kind of knew how we felt. So there's literally no connection, nothing. No, we weren't talking to each other at all. And honestly, it felt good, though, because we're always with each other all the time. So it felt good to really be away and not talk to him and actually think about myself for once instead of thinking about his thoughts as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was a good experience, though, because I'm glad we actually did that and had something to really be apart from one another.
Definitely. Well, I know it was early. You know, you only got an evening with the two bachelorettes, but... Mm-hmm. Was there either bachelorette that really kind of stood out to you? Did you feel like this is something I want to pursue and I'd like to be around to try to pursue it?
Yeah, definitely. So I was going in more so as like a wild card. I wasn't really leaning towards Rachel or Gabby, but after like spending a little bit of time with them during that evening, I guess I leaned a little bit more towards Rachel, connecting with her Italian side. We had a conversation about our families and being Italian and stuff. And I feel like I had a little bit of a greater connection with her than I did with Gabby. But that's not to say I didn't connect with Gabby at all, because I didn't get enough time with them. So I really can't choose one side, but I could definitely see I could pursue something with them if I had the opportunity.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high performance, water resistant sport formula and pediatrician tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ashley, Is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Just a few more questions here for you. We had Rachel and Gabby on the podcast last week and able to talk to them about their experience before the episode aired. You know, we spoke with them about the, I guess, the decision to have you and Roby and Justin leave on night one and kind of pulling you aside. I told them that I felt like, oh, that had to be brutal. They said, hey, they respected you guys and they liked you guys enough that they wanted to give you that moment. Are you happy with how they said goodbye, or would you have rather it been done in a rose ceremony?
For me personally, honestly, I respect them completely for doing that because they knew what they wanted right from up front instead of having to go through a rose ceremony and everything. They kind of knew that they just didn't have a connection right away. So I actually respect their decision to do that and pull us aside instead of having to go through everything and make it even longer than it actually should be, because other guys deserve more time with them in that sense. And you know, I respect their decision for it. I'm not mad at them at all. I'm happy that they knew right away and that they didn't want to pursue anything any further. So
yeah, I wondered. It's never easy. There's never a right way to say goodbye to somebody. And it never feels good, but that was, I respect them for to at least thinking it through and saying, hey, we think we want to give them this opportunity.
Definitely. No, yeah, definitely. It was tough, definitely. It was tough, definitely going through it and kind of being pulled outside. Because when I was actually in the rose room and we heard that they called us down, I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. Like, am I going home or is something else happening? I had no idea what was happening in that moment. So it was definitely tough to really be a part of that and kind of have that little small conversation. But I mean, I'm happy they took it in that way. And kind of the only thing I regret is not being able to say bye to all the guys beforehand. That's the only thing I wish I was able to do, because they're all great guys. I met them that first night, but that's the only thing I regret out of the whole thing.
Yeah. Do you feel like you made, like, even on night one, some friendships or some guys that you'd like to keep in touch with?
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. Because even though it was just night one, still everyone's going through it.
And, yeah.
And we still all have that experience. And I connected with a lot of the guys and we had a lot of conversations for the entire time we were filming it. So yeah, definitely built some relationships that were definitely connect outside of the show.
No, that's great. That's one of the big, you know, one of the biggest takeaways always for anybody is just to have friendships come from this weird experience. If you're there for one night, if you're there for, you know, 2 months or however long it lasts nowadays, the feeling though, for you, and I mean, Justin is his audio is kind of clicking in and out here, so he's going to rejoin us hopefully in a second. But if you could speak kind of what you guys have talked about, what was that feeling like when they called your name out, Joey and Justin and Roby? Did your heart sink? Were you excited, nervous?
Yeah. So I mean, when they called my name out, at first I was like, I don't, because honestly, I've never been a part of a rose ceremony. So I'm like, is this something new that they're trying to do or something? Like,
yeah.
I thought at first it was like, oh, maybe because we did speak to them together, like maybe they wanted to talk with us separately. Mm. I thought something, maybe more time with us before making a decision. I had no idea. I wasn't sure because I was like, I don't know. Cause it was different.
And then, but I was also nervous. I'm like, this is possible that I'm leaving right now, because it's, right now is the rose ceremony. And then when they came into the rose ceremony, it was canceled. I'm like, it's something's definitely up. I was nervous. My heart kind of sank while I was standing up there. I didn't really know how to process it, but I'm like, maybe this will go good, maybe bad. I wasn't really hoping. I was hoping for the good, obviously, but I wasn't expecting anything. I had no expectation going in. So I was just wanted to see what was happening. I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I was definitely a nervous feeling, though, for sure.
Yeah. It's just anytime your name gets called out, it's never, never ideal on a show like that. Okay. So you go back home after night one. I'm sure just kind of like we had here at the podcast, we had high expectations for you and Justin's storyline and getting to know you two better and seeing, you know, what you're all about. You go home, I'm sure the people at home were like, hey, this is going to be a home run. Like, you're two good looking twins. Then you show up. What was your reaction like when you got back home?
I mean, I didn't tell, honestly, when I got back home, I didn't tell a lot of people that I was on. They found out probably beforehand, but there, some people were in shock. They thought, yeah, we were going to do well and kind of push it, because they know how I am when I'm out here. I'm a very sociable person and everything. So they feel like, yeah, they're going to do very well with each other. They balance off each other well. And there's also, when they found there were two bachelorettes, even greater chance, you know, to really make a mark. They're like, yeah, this is going to be a good opportunity for them. But they were a little shocked, but they kind of knew if it didn't work out, it just didn't work out. And they were happy with it, though, that I even had the chance to even be a part of it. So,
yeah. It's I always thought, I my storyline was a little different, but I always, even when I went home during my time on The Bachelorette, it was really hard to, one, explain all that had happened, and two, have to try to fill the gaps for the people that weren't there. It's just an uncomfortable, conversation. And you get asked that all the time. Like, everybody wants to know about it.
Yep. I always get asked that, like, what happened? What exactly happened? And I'm obviously, I have to keep things personal to myself in that way. But they always ask me about what exactly was happening, what went down. And I'm like, that just didn't work out in my favor. But, I'm just happy that I was even be able to do it. So.
Yeah. Well, as we close up here for the two of you, what's next? We have some spinoff shows on this franchise that obviously you two would be ideal for. But then also at the same time, you're working, you're at your job right now as you record this. What does life look like for you in the next few months?
Yeah, definitely. So right now, I'm obviously working, went back to work, been working for a little bit now. Like you were saying, the spinoff shows, if I'm given the opportunity, I would love to be a part of it and take one up and see where that takes us. But so for now, I guess just working out, doing my thing, just kind of going back, even though it's been a couple months since everything happened, but kind of just going back to where I am in life and just getting back to this kind of civilization, you could say, because it feels like a whole new world when you're out there, even for that short period of time. But no, it's looking up for us, and we have a lot of positive things coming. So,
and are the two of you looking to get back out there and date again? Are you looking now to find somebody and settle down, or just have a good time for a bit?
Honestly, right now, I mean, obviously, yeah, I'm single, but I guess so. Kind of looking forward to. I mean, I'm not really pushing it now. Like, obviously, after that, I kind of want to look at myself and kind of break down a little bit and see where I am at, where my head is at. So. I'm taking it slow, but I'll eventually get back out there and see where I want to take it. Definitely.
Great. Well, we look forward to it. We hope to see you on the beach. We hope to see you around, you and Justin both. The twins joined us today, Joey and Justin. Yes, they were eliminated on night one, but they made a big impact in the franchise. I think they could continue to if they find the right avenue within this wild world. Hey, Joey, and then your brother Justin, who did have some audio issues, had to jump off here. Thanks for joining the Almost Famous podcast today. It means a lot to us.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thanks for having me on and for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.